从两方面来看。
So our two points today is we're going to see two responsibilities we have in fighting bitterness.
我们要讲到我们有两个责任义务啊，在我们来这个对抗拒这个苦毒之心的时候。
So we won't let bitterness destroy us and now live for the way that God's intend for us.
所以我们不会让这苦毒之心啊把我们击垮了。而是我们能够战胜它，然后来荣耀神的名。
If you're taking notes, these are the two responsibilities.
所以请大家，如果你有在就是做笔记的话，请你记住有两个责任义务。
The first responsibility is we need to beware of the symptoms of bitterness.
第一个责任义务就是我们要知道知晓这个苦毒之心的症候是什么。
Again, we need to be aware of the symptom of bitterness is point number one.
所以第一个责任义务就是我们要知晓苦毒之心的症状是什么。
And point number two is we need to be aware of God's favor even during your trials.
第二个责任义务就是我们要知道在我们经历苦难的时候呢，神的恩惠在我们的身上。
Again, point number two is we need to be aware of God's favor during our trials.
所以第二个责任义务就是我们要知道在我们经历苦难的时候神在我们身上的恩惠。
Let's consider the background of this passage.
我们来谈一下这个路德记这个时候的背景。
This is the story of a widow named Naomi.
这里讲到有一位寡妇她名字叫拿厄米。
She has lost her husband and also her two sons to death.
她的丈夫跟她的两个儿子都死了。
Now she was in a foreign land. She was an immigrant in a foreign land.
然后呢，她是个犹太人，但是呢，她这个时候是在摩押地。摩押地是外邦外族人的地方。
But now she's going back to Israel with two daughters-in-law.
那这个时候呢？他的先生死了，两个儿子也死了，他就准备从外邦之地，就是摩押地呢，回到以色列地来。
The daughters-in-law are not Jewish.
那这两个儿媳妇呢，是摩押女子，不是以色列人。
Well, she's convinced one of them to go back home, but one decides to stay, named Ruth.
So 在他要返回以色列的途中呢，他就劝他两个儿媳妇说。你们回家吧，回到你们的本族的地方。您是摩押女子，你不要跟我回以色列去。
But then in verse 16 and 17, we've seen the climax of this chapter.
然后呢，他总算劝了一个儿媳妇，这个大儿媳妇就离开他，回到摩押地去了。但是小媳妇路德没有。
So we see here, right, so everything in verses 18 and 22 is the aftermath of Ruth's dedication to stay with her mother-in-law.
所以呢，这个十八节开始就讲到呢，这个路德呢还是一心一意要跟着她的婆婆呢，要回到这个以色列地后续的发生的事情。
Reading this, we would say, wow, here is this older woman has a younger woman that loves her and care for her.
那这里就让我们看到一个 年长的婆婆呢，她有她这个外邦的媳妇呢，这么爱她，然后 不放弃她，不离开她。
But instead, Naomi does not see things this way because she's blinded by bitterness.
但是呢，拿俄米她并没有看到这一点，因为她的心呢被苦毒之心蒙蔽了。
Let's look at point number one. We need to be aware of the symptom of bitterness.
所以呢。我们要看从刚刚讲的第一大点，就是我们要来看看这个苦毒之心呢的症状是什么。
We're going to see with Naomi seven symptoms of bitterness.
在这里呢，我们就看到拿厄米有七个苦毒之心的症状。
The first symptom is not talking to someone.
第一个症状呢，就是不跟人家说话。
Look at verses 18.
我们看一下第十八节。
It says, when she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her.
第十八节讲说，拿厄米见路德定义要跟随他自己去，就不再劝他了。
Naomi was trying to convince, make many arguments to convince Ruth to go back home to Moab.
本来拿厄米就劝导劝这个路德说，哎呀，你回去嘛，你不要跟我一起到这个以色列地去。
But I would suggest that when she's silent here, it's not she's just silent, has nothing more to say, but I think there's a sense this is the beginning sign that she's very embittered with her life situation.
那在这里呢，并不是说这个拿俄米他就默认了，就哎呀，他感念到哎呀，路德真的是爱他，而是呢，他因为他心被蒙蔽了，他就不再理路德了。
Sometimes when we're bitter, we say, oh, I don't want to talk to other people, nor do I talk to certain people that I'm very embittered or angry and upset with.
所以呢，我们想想自己，很多时候我们心里有恶毒的时候，我们实在不想跟别人说话。
By the way, as we go through these symptoms, ask yourself, do you have these symptoms in your life? That shows you have the sin of bitterness.
所以呢，在我们在今天在讲到的过程当中，我们讲的这些症状的时候，你自己反省一下。你有没有这样的症状？是不是你的心正被苦毒而操控着？
The second symptom is similar to the first.
的第二个症状呢，跟第一个症状是非常类似的。
But the second symptom is much more deeper at the level of the heart.
但是呢，第二个症状呢，比第一个症状呢，更侵蚀入你的心里面。
The second symptom of bitterness is that we are not aware of others.
啊，第二个症状就是你对别人啊，好像视而不见。
This is seen in verses 19 to 21.
这个我们可以从第十九节到二十二节里面可以看到。
Look with me in verse 19.
我们看一下第十九节。
It began by saying, "So they both went until they came to Bethlehem."
好，于是二人同行来到伯利恒。
When it says the word "both," who is that referring to?
那这里讲到二人到底是指哪两个人？
It is Naomi.And also the daughter-in-law of Ruth.
就很显然是拿俄米跟他的媳妇路德。
We know that in the story, there's two individuals that is journeying back to Israel.
所以在这个故事里面，我看到了这两个人同伴回到以色列地来。
But if you look at verses 19 to 21, there's a focus on Naomi, and there's an absence of mentioning of Ruth.
但是从十九节到二十一节呢，我们光看到拿俄米这个名字。我们完全没有看到路德他的这个名字出现。
When they got back to their hometown of Bethlehem,
当他们两个人回到这个拿俄米的故乡，就是伯利恒的时候
，Notice what the woman of the town says. Their question.
那合成你看看合成的妇女对他们说什么
？Their one question is this Naomi?
一个问题就是说啊，这是拿俄米吗
？The question doesn't even acknowledge this foreigner, Ruth.
你看到这里伯利恒的妇女啊，他们完全他们只看到拿俄米，但是没有看到路德。
Because remember, at this time period, Moab and Israel didn't always get along.
在当时这个时代啊，这个以色列跟摩押他们并不是处在和好的状态。
And here we see in verses 19, you see that even the town was not even aware of Ruth.
所以呢，整个合成的妇女啊，好像对这个路德啊是视而不见。
And in the same way, we could also sin in this way by not being aware of others.
很多时候我们也是这样的，对人视而不见。
But notice, it's not just the town people, also Naomi herself was not even aware of Ruth.
而且我们看到不只是伯利恒城的妇女，即使拿俄米自己啊，对这个路德啊也是只字不提。
Here we see in verses 19 and 20, Naomi talks only about herself and does not mention Ruth.
所以我们可以看到，从这个十九节到二十一节，她只讲到她自己的情况，她对这个路德啊一概都没有提到路德，也没有介绍他说这是谁。
Look with me also in verses 21.
我们看一下二十一节。
Naomi says, "I went out full, but the Lord has brought me back empty."
说我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
Now notice her idea of what is full and what is empty.
大家知道什么叫满满，什么叫空空？
Her idea of full was having a husband and also two son-in-laws.
Two sons.
Yeah, sorry.
她所谓满满就是说。她有丈夫，还有两个儿子。
But is it really true that she's totally empty at this point in her life?
但是她这里讲说她是空空回来，她难道真的是空空的吗？
If I were to stand here right now and says, I'm the only one preaching to you, is that true?
如果李牧师在这里说，今天 只是他在这里讲到，这是对正确的吗
？No, you will notice Mr. Yang standing right next to me.
大家你也知道说啊、有杨弟兄在这边啊、给李牧师 做翻译。
So in the same way, Ruth is standing next to Naomi, and Naomi says, "Oh, I'm empty. 没有什么了 Okay.
Okay. 所以大家可以看到，在这个拿俄米在这个时候，路德就站在他旁边，他跟人家说我是空空的，没有其他人跟我回来。
Okay.Let's see also a third symptom.
啊，第三个症状
where of bitterness is when you want to be defined by bitterness rather than sweetness.
所以呢，第三个症状就是苦毒之心的症状，就是你要人家别人看你是苦的，而不是甜的。
What I mean by this is sometimes people would even have good things happen in their life, but they're so bitter they still look for something that is bad because they want their whole life to be bitter.
所以意思就是说。虽然你生活也许过得 并不是太糟 并 不是太糟，但是你要别人所 看到你的生活都是苦的，然后完全没有顺境。
Look with me in verses 20, the first half.
我们看一下这个二十节的前半段。
Remember the question the town asked is this Naomi?
大家记得啊，那妇女是问说，哎，这是哪儿你呢
？They haven't seen each other for 10 years.
他们彼此大概十年没见面了。
Rather than being happy, notice right away she rather than being happy that people remember her, she goes right away and shares something very bitter.
所以在这里看到，哎呀，过了十年，他没有想到说，哎呦，人家还记得我这个人，不是他的回答就是这种恶毒之心的回答。
She says, "Do not call me Naomi, but call me Mara."
他说拿俄米是说不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉。
Now remember, for the Jews in the Bible, names often reflect their identity.
我们知道这个以色列人他们取名字啊，通常都是有意义的。
Her, okay,
有相关意义的。
Okay, her name Naomi means.Pleasant or delightful.
那拿俄米这个名称啊，就说他这个人是非常甜的，甜美的。
So they're saying, "Oh, 甜的 right?" And then she's like, "Say, don't call me that anymore."
所以呢，拿俄米这个时候说，你不要叫我拿俄米啊，我不甜啊，我很苦啊。
Okay, she calls herself Mara.
她说叫我马拉。
Mara means bitterness in Hebrew.
马拉是什么呢？马拉就是苦的意思。
By the way, Mara is also a famous scene in the Bible story that she would have probably known about.
大家也知道在出埃及记里面、啊、以色列人他们到了马拉这个地方就是苦的一池苦水。
In Exodus 15:23, there's a place called Mara.
在出埃及记15章23节那里有一个地方叫做马拉。
God led them out of the Hebrews out of slavery of Egypt.
那神带领以色列人、啊、离开埃及为奴之地 带他们到了这个旷野里面马拉这个地方
Instead of praising God, the people were looking for things to worry about, to complain about
然后呢他们应该是来赞美神说啊，让他们脱离奴隶的生活应该来赞美神但是呢他们是看到生活中的一些不顺的事情、啊、
They were complaining the water was bitter and they had a bitter attitude
所以呢他们到了马拉这个地方他们抱怨哎呀这个水怎么这么苦啊所以他们心中充满了苦毒之心
So here is this woman adopting the name of the story
所以呢以色列人呢他们就用这个马拉这个名字呢就代表是苦的意思
In that story they didn't know that God was going to turn things around to make the water sweet
所以他们 不知道说哎，神会把这个苦水啊变成甜水
Same way, Naomi doesn't recognize that God's also going to turn this bitter situation into something sweet, but she already says, "Oh, my life is going to be defined by bitterness."
所以同样的，拿俄米也不知道神要神行这个奇事，让这个苦啊能够苦后甘甜啊，变成甜。
Another sign of bitterness is that you have a wrong view of God.
另外一个这个苦毒之心的这个症状啊，就是。你对神有错误的认识。
You see this in verses 20 to 21.
我们看一下这个这个二十一节二十二节。
In the end of verse 20, it gives us the reason of why she wants her name and her identity to be changed.
我们在这个二十节后半段呢，我们看到拿俄米为什么要人家不要叫他拿俄米，要叫他马拉。
And everything she says has a wrong view of God.
那他所讲的每一件事情啊，是出自对神一个错误的认识。
Let's look at the first statement in the end of verse 20.
我们看一下这个第一个就是这个二十节的后半段。
The first statement says, the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
他这里讲说，因为全能者使我受了大苦。
Naomi thinks God has dealt bitterly towards her, using the same word bitterly as her new name that she gave herself.
她认为啊，她所受的这些苦啊，都是神降祸在她身上。
Notice she doesn't give any credit of God being gracious or merciful.
她在这时候说，她所看到的只是看到神让她受苦，她没有看到神的恩典，神的祝福。
Let's look at the second statement in verse 21.
我们看一下这个二十一节。
It says, I went out full, but the Lord brought me back empty.
他说我满满的出去，但是耶和华使我空空的回来。
There's a contrast going on here.
他有一个强烈的对比。
The first half, she says, she went out full.
那第一个是说他说他是满满的出去。
Notice there's no reference to God giving her things that are full.
我们可以看到路德记里面没有记载说他是真的是满满的出去。
She says herself, I went out full.
他自己认为他出去的时候是满满的。
But now when bad things happen in her life, now she says, oh, this is all of God doing.
然后呢，因为他现在遭遇的这个苦难啊，他认为啊，这都是因为神降祸在我身上。
In the Hebrew verse 21, there's an interesting structure going on.
在希伯来原文里面啊，这里有很奇妙的这个微妙的关系在这里。
When the Jews talk, they would often give the verb first and then the subject.
那通常呢，他们这个希腊文的不是希伯来文的文法，它是先动词在前面，然后这个名词在后面。
But what's going on here is it actually puts the subject here first and then the verb and then there's another verb and then subject.
然后在这里我们就看到呢，它是。主词在这里，然后动词，然后再动词，然后再主词。
What I think she's even saying, even the way she talks, she's trying to put herself as far away from God as possible.
所以在这里我们可以看到啊，她把她跟神的距离啊，摆得越远越好。
So here she's separating herself from God. Even in how she talks, she's protesting against God.
她基本上就在这里向神抗议啊，我离你越远越好。
Do you see this third statement in the form of question, verse 21?
我们看一下在这个第二十一节，他讲了第三个宣告。
She asks, why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has witnessed against me and the Almighty has afflicted me?
他说，你看，你为什么叫我还叫我拿厄米呢？神已经降耶和华神降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。
I want to make a point here. She is not an atheist, but she still acknowledges God, but she's complaining about God.
你看，我们在这里知道哈，拿俄米他并不是一个无神论者啊，但是呢，他在这里呢，他向神抱怨。
She saw and believed that God's in control.
他觉得是神降祸给他。
But at this point in her life, she did not see God's compassion and mercy.
她在这时候完全没有看到神的恩典，神的怜悯。
There's also a fifth symptom of bitterness, and that is exaggeration.
第五个这个苦毒之心的症状就是夸大其词。
Look, do you remember earlier she said the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me?
在这里说全能者使我受苦。
She didn't just say bitterly, she says very bitterly.
她这里不是说只是让我受苦，而是说非常受苦。
I would say there's an exaggeration going on here.
基本上有一种夸大其词的这种说法。
And do you remember verse 21?
我们看一下21节。
When she says, I came back empty.
她说我空空的回来。
By the way, in the story, why they went as immigrants to another land is because originally they were not full.
我们知道一个人他会离开自己的国度到其他移民到其他国家，通常不是说他本来在本国就满满的。
It's because their household was empty of food is why they went to another land because of a famine.
通常呢是因为他在本国不是很满满的，所以他要到别的国家去追求更好的生活。
So she's even exaggerating the good times of the past.
所以呢可以看到呢，他这里是夸大其词，说他本来是满满的出去， 事实上不是这样子的。
She said, "Oh, in the past, this was so good. I used to be so full."
因为我们知道当年呢，他们离开以色列地是因为以色列地有饥荒，但是他现在说他。当时他是满满的离开以色列地。
And she's exaggerating how bad her circumstance is presently.
然后呢，他同样的对他现在目前所处的境况，他也是夸大其词的说他现在是空空的。
She is not empty.
他没有空空的。
Now she's back in a land where there's plentiful food.
他来到这个以色列地呢，他没有食物的缺乏，以前是食物的饥荒。
And she still has a daughter-in-law with her that is faithful and loyal.
除此之外，她还有一个对她非常忠心的媳妇路德跟着她。
We also see a sixth symptom.
第六个症状。
And that's a failure to take responsibility.
就是不愿意自己负起自己的责任。
Have you noticed that those who are very bitter often don't talk about their responsibility?
大家知道一个苦毒之心的人啊，他通常就是不愿负起责任。
They talk about everyone else's responsibility and how they mess up their responsibility.
他通常都怪罪于说都是别人的错，而自己没错。
Naomi's the same way. She does not talk about any responsibility of her sin with the consequence of where she's at.
在这里呢，拿阿米她完全没有没有讲到说自己有什么错，都是别人错，都是神的错。
For the Hebrews, God made a special covenant of their obedience. God will bless their land.
在我们知道，在旧约时代呢，神跟以色列人有一个有立约。如果你遵循神的话去做的话，神就祝福你。
And if they were disobedient, God would also curse the land.
但是呢，如果你悖逆神、背叛神的话，不照神的话去做呢，神就让咒诅临到以色列。
Their responsibility of sin is to repent, and Naomi's family didn't. They just fled to another land.
所以呢，当以色列地遭受饥荒的时候，以色列人应该悔改来向神求告，而不是说就离开以色列地到摩押地去。
God's law for the Jews at that time banned them from marrying foreigners so that they won't forget about God.
而且在那时候呢，神定规要以色列人不要跟外族通婚，因为这样子呢，很多时候他们就去拜随从外族去拜假神，所以以色列人他们不能跟外族通婚的。
And you don't see Naomi mentioning that, of God's discipline for her sons marrying a foreign, unbelieving woman.
所以呢，在这里我们看到拿阿米没有提到神给他们的管教，他的两个儿子都娶了摩押女子，是外族女子。
Let's go now to the seventh symptom.
第七个这个症状。
You see also biting language.
就是他会。讲那种很恶毒的话。
When you look at verse 21, the people just greet her, and now she's saying, "Hey, don't call me. Why do you call me Naomi?"
这里大家这些妇女们只是来向她问候啊，想啊，很高兴能够看到她一样。但是你可以看到她的回答的话是那种恶毒的这种。
Imagine being the village woman talking to her.The way she's talking, it'll be very hard to talk to her.
所以可以看到呢，当拿阿米这样说啊，不要叫我拿阿米，这样很负向的言语来回答这个伯利恒的妇女们的时候，这些妇女她们可能就不太想跟拿阿米说话。
Yet in light of all this, how do we fight bitterness?
所以我们这样子看呢，到底我们要怎么这样来对抗恶毒
？Which now leads to our second point.
所以我们要怎么样来对抗恶毒呢？就导向我们今天所要谈的第二个大点。
We need to be aware of God's favor during our trials.
就是说，我们有责任义务要思想在我们面临苦难的时候，神所给我们的恩惠。
The best way to fight bitterness, listen, the best way to fight bitterness is to reflect on God's favor even during your trials.
所以呢，对付这个恶毒之心最好的武器呢，就是你在受苦的当中呢， 你能够反复的思想神在你身上的恩典。
In this passage, you see five favor of God. If you notice, if you pay attention carefully,
如果我们呢好好的去思想这段经文的话，我们可以从其中找到五样神在拿俄米身上的恩惠。
God's favor number one is God's allow them to travel safely.
第一个，神让他们平平安安的回到以色列地。
Look at verse 19.
我们看一下十九节。
It says, so they both went until they came to Bethlehem.
你看，于是二人同行来到伯利恒。
This was quite a distance being traveled.
这是在古代没有汽车啊，用走路的哈，是蛮长的一段距离。
Again, there's no road, what Mr. Yang says. So the travel would have been walking from 60 to 75 miles from Moab to Bethlehem.
所以从摩押到伯利恒大概有六七十里英里的路 这么远。
And they also would have gone through some of the most difficult terrain in the Middle East.
而且呢这不是康庄平坦大道，它是高低起伏的崎岖道路。
So they would have gone, had to go through the desert 4,500 feet low and then climb back hills up to 3,500 feet in elevation.
所以呢在这个这个沙漠地啊是四千五百英尺低洼之地啊，他们要往上爬三千五百英尺，这样爬过山头，然后又下来这样子。
This would be hard for even men to have done.
所以即使是男人啊，也是非常辛苦的路程。
But think about this: as two women traveling.
但是这是两个女子。
It would be dangerous for two women to have traveled.
而且呢，大家注意是两个女子。在这边行路。
Look with me in Ruth 1:1.
我们看一下这个路德记第一章第一节。
Ruth 1:1 tells us the time of when the story of Ruth takes place.
这里讲到说，当年他们从离开伯利恒到摩押地的时候。
This would have been the time of the judges.
那个时候是士师秉政的时候。
This was a time that was very violent in Israel and outside of Israel.
那这个时候呢？这个以色列人没有王，而且那个时候呢，他们还不是控制住所有的这个迦南地的时候。
And if you notice the story, if Ruth 1 should make us think about Judges 19.
大家如果有机会呢，你去看那个四世纪第十九章的时候呢，你会发现
，both of those, both Judges 19 and Ruth 1 mention about Bethlehem, the city of Bethlehem.
在这个第十九四世纪十九章跟路德记啊，都讲到伯利恒这个城。
Both was happening during the same era, the time of the judges.
这个都是发生在士师秉政的时候。
Both also mentioned about women traveling.
也两个地方都讲到妇女旅行的时候。
And in Judges, if you remember the story, there was a really grotesque rape and murder that happened against this woman that was from Bethlehem.
那在第四世纪第十九章呢，就看到说这个妇女啊，被这个匪类啊强奸凌辱了。
And here are two women, an older woman and a widow, walking, a younger woman walking, all these journey in dangerous places in a dangerous time.
而这个路德记同样就是同样的年代、同样的时间，在士师秉政的时候呢。这两个妇女，一个年老的，一个年轻的妇女，她们竟然平平安安的回到了伯利恒。
And God showed favor.
所以我们可以看到神的恩惠在她们身上。
There's a second favor of God, is that is being known by others.
第二个神的恩惠就是拿俄米还能让她的朋就是伯利恒城的妇女都还认识她，认得她。
Look with me in the second half of verse 19.
我们看一下这个第十九节的后半段。
It says, and when they came to Bethlehem, all the city was stirred because of them, and the woman said, is this Naomi?
大家讲说他们到了伯利恒，合成的人就都惊讶，妇女们说，这是拿俄米吗？
Here in Bethlehem, even after 10 years, apparently the woman, other people in town was able to recognize Naomi. This is a favor of God.
所以过了经历了十年的光景，伯利恒城的妇女都还认得拿俄米，这是神的恩惠。
In verses 19, it says all the city was stirred.
而且全城的人都惊动了。
This shows excitement. The verb stirred shows excitement, an intense excitement from the people seeing Naomi has come back.
所以呢，这个伯利恒城的都非常的兴奋，看到这个拿俄米回来了。
Listen, it is not a good fate to be forgotten by others.
所以我们知道，如果被人家忘记了，是不是一个很好的事情
？Have you ever met somebody?You know them for a long time, but when you greet them, hey, hi, it's good to see you. They're like, oh, who are you?
哇，不，大家有没有这样的经历？哎，你认识一个人啊，你啊，好久没见，你去跟他打招呼，结果他问你说，哎，你是谁啊
？Right? It is embarrassing.
这是非常这个尴尬的事情啊。
Okay, but here we see God's favor is that she could come back, and the whole town was stirred for what? For an old widow, and the people was recognizing her.
在这里，我们看到拿俄米，看十年之后，全城的人大家都还认得他。
You also see a third favor of God.
啊，第三个神的恩惠
is that somebody loves you.
就是有人爱你。
Look at verse 22.
啊，我们看一下
the first half.Okay, first half. It says, So Naomi returned, and with her Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab.
22节说，拿俄米和她的儿媳摩押女子路德从摩押地回来。
Remember how I told you that when you look at Naomi's speech, she does not mention anything about her daughter-in-law. She's bitter. She doesn't see her.
我们在前面讲过了，拿俄米因为心里充满苦毒，所以她对路德是视而不见，而且呢。根本就没有介绍他，但是我们知道路德是跟他一同回来的。
But the narrator does not forget about Ruth.
所以我们看到路德记的作者并没有忘记路德。
Listen, God does not forget about Ruth.
神也没有忘记路德。
In verse 22, it says Naomi returned and also mentioned Ruth returned.
所以二十二节会说拿俄米和他的儿媳儿妇摩押女子路德。
Did you see that there's two verbs returned?
所以在这里呢，有讲到两个动词，就是回来。
The narrator could have said Naomi and Ruth return, and just use that verb return once.
这个作者呢，大可以只用一次，就是回来啊。但是呢，这里是讲回来，是两个动词。
But it's repeating twice to emphasize that she is not forgotten. She need as an individual need to be noticed by us as a reader that she is with Naomi.
所以呢。这个本书的作者呢，特别要强调说，路德是跟拿俄米一起回来的。
What amazing love it is that Ruth, who is a widow back then, widows don't have social security. Widows die old and quickly.
所以我们知道呢，路德她本身她也丧失了丈夫，她本身也是也是个寡妇啊。所以我们知道寡妇啊，她是无依无靠的，所以他们很容易就饿死，很容易就死亡的。
Ruth, who was young enough to remarry, decided to say, I'm going to love my mother-in-law, and yet her mother-in-law was so bitter, didn't see God's favor of someone loving her.
所以我们知道呢，路德她还年轻，啊，她年轻的时候她还能够改嫁，啊，她就不必说孤苦到老，然后就很容易的离开世界。她大可以改嫁，但是她没有。
So when we see in verse 21, when Naomi says, "Oh, I'm empty," think about how insulting this is towards her, Ruth, who loved her, and also towards God, who's still there.
所以当拿俄米说我是空空的回来的时候，大家想看看，这对路德是多大的侮辱。
There's also
对神也是一个侮辱。
There's also a fourth favor from God.
第四个拿俄米的神在拿俄米身上的恩惠，我们来看一下。
And that is the presence of food.
就是神让他没有缺乏食物。
This is a time of famine, and now it says in verse 22, it was the beginning of harvest season, barley harvest.
我们看到路德记一开始讲说这个犹大伯利恒是有饥荒，但这里呢，我们看到二十二节说他们回来的时候。正是动手割大麦的时候，是大麦要收成的时候。
Count it as blessing that God given us food.
所以在这里我们就看到呢，神给他们祝福是大麦收成的时候。
Sometimes I think we could forget the grace of living in America that we don't have the worries of whether or not tomorrow we would be able to have food.
我们知道在美国啊， 你大概不需要去担忧说明天我要吃什么。
So here, the favor of food is also showing that God has been favorable towards Naomi.
那在这里呢，我们也看到了神给你拿女他们的恩惠，就是这个他们回来这个时候啊，是大麦要收成的时候，是有东西有食物的时候。
And there's also a fifth favor, and that is the timing of everything.
啊，第五个神的恩惠就是。
Notice the timing of when Naomi and Ruth went back to Bethlehem.
我们看到他们回到这个伯利恒的时间是什么时候？
It says here it was during the time of barley, barley harvest.
我们这二十二节后面就说他是收割大麦的时候。
This would have been around late April.Unlike other kinds of food, barley, you could make it, preserve it in other ways so that you could actually have ration even throughout the year.
So, 所以呢，就是在一年开始的时候，那大麦这个东西呢，它可以存，就是可以保存下来。所以你可以，就是四月份收割以后，一整年你都会可以。就是分散，然后就一整年都有东西吃的。
And apparently this city is called Bethlehem, which means house of bread, which means it's probably famous for having a lot of barley and other harvests.
那伯利恒这个名字啊，就是谷仓的意思啊，所以就表示说他收大麦啊，他这个今年是丰收的。
So here we see that God provides for her. Because the law of Israel allows the people that are widows to go get from the fields the things that are dropped.
所以呢，在这里呢，我们看到他们回来的时候，正好是收割大麦的时候。那我们知道呢，神给以色列他一个规矩，就是说在收割的时候啊，他们要留下一些给这些孤儿寡妇啊去麦，去那个田里面捡取这些麦穗。
As application, do you count your blessing in life?
所以我们从今天的这个看这个路德记这个拿俄米的经过呢，我们来思想一下，怎么样运用在我们的生活当中。
Do you realize you could go through a tough time? Yes, but still count God's blessing.
所以大家有没有想过，当你在遭受苦难的时候，在苦境当中啊？你也可以去数算神的恩惠。
I think it is a good Christian practice that from time to time sit down and journal, write down what are the things you're thankful to God for.
所以呢，大家这是一个很好的习惯，就是你要三不两时啊，你要静下心来，把神在你身上的恩典一一的写下来。
Listen, don't just wait till the holiday Thanksgiving come in November to rush the stage and thank God.
Yeah, 所以不要。等到感恩节的时候啊，一年一次啊，才来感恩。随时想到就要把神的恩典写下来。
But as a regular practice in your life, when you see the symptoms of bitterness in your life, stop for the moment and think back of what you're thankful to God.
所以呢，当你想到看到你的心开始有这种苦毒之心的开始起来，我们前面讲这些症状的时候，你就要静下心来，开始数算神的恩典。
I realize when we're bitter, we have a lot of blind spot. We're like a horse. We don't see fully the picture.
当我们心里苦毒的时候啊，我们就很容易蒙蔽了双眼啊。
So what we need to do, this is why we read the scriptures. Do we read the scriptures to notice, to unveil our eyes to see the many ways spiritually God has blessed us and why we should be thankful.
所以呢，我们就在这个时候，我们就要来数算神恩典，我们要来读神的话，我们要把我们视野往外张开，不是钻牛角尖啊，只没有看到，只看到我们的苦难，没有看到神的恩典。
When we read this story, is there not a name of a town that we probably are familiar with?
Say it again.
When we look at Ruth 1, the story of this.Where it takes place is this not a place we're familiar with?
Oh, so when we look at this Luke 记的时候，这个伯利恒这个名字大家是不是很陌生呢？
We read this Bethlehem and we think of Jesus and the birth of Jesus. Yes.
So when we read this Bethlehem, we think of Jesus and the birth of Jesus. Yes. So when
we have one more.Favor of God that maybe Naomi would not see, but we now see in our time of history, and that is Jesus Christ, being born for us.
所以呢，我们可以说这个拿米他当时也不知道啊，但是这是神的恩惠，神的恩惠之一就是神让伯利恒这城呢成为将来耶稣基督要降生的地方。
Listen, no matter how bitter you are, no matter how difficult your situation, no matter how much self-pity you have, the greatest power for you to win against bitterness is knowing that Christ died for your sins.
所以不管你遭受到什么样的苦境，不晓不管你的日子是过得多么的辛苦，但是你要想到耶稣基督为你道成道成肉身，死在十字架上，成就了赎罪的大功。
Whereas Naomi came to Bethlehem and was accepted, think about how Jesus came to Bethlehem and eventually was rejected.
所以我们思想一下，这个拿阿米回到了伯利恒，也想到主耶稣当年降生在伯利恒，他是怎么样被世人所拒绝。
He was rejected so that he would die on the cross and die on the cross for all of our sins.
然后呢，他为我们的罪死在十字架上，为我们流出了宝血。
Meditate on that and think about that to move you to say, I'll let go of my bitterness and surrender to God.
所以当你去思想这个时候呢，你就可以让你的苦毒之心呢，能够散去。
Let's close in a word of prayer.